Monday of the Holy Pascha. Today is the cursing of the fig tree. You'll also notice that the readings speak of the day of the Lord repeatedly. The event of the fig tree signifies the day of the Lord. It's the moment when something is confronted with its inevitable end. If I lie about something, I can get away with that lie until the moment when the things that the lie is based on is confronted. The truth exposes the lie, and the lie is annihilated. It's the meeting between dark and light. The moment the light arrives, darkness is vanquished. The fig tree was living a lie. It presented itself as fruitful, plush, ready to be eaten. It was barren. The lie of being fruitful and rich was exposed by a simple act. Someone reaching in to find the fruit and discovering that it was just a show. There was no fruit. Similarly, the temple was living a lie. And today we remember our Lord casting out those who were living that lie out of the temple. Outwardly, the temple presented majestically, full of wonder. The people came from everywhere to worship the Lord. The temple was presented as the house of God, the place of encounter between the people and their God. But when God visited it, he didn't find it to be such. Instead, he exposed its darkness, that it had become a place of deceit, extortion, and marketing. The temple had its day of the Lord, when the Lord himself entered, and the Lord cast out the lie. Perhaps meditate on this. The problem is that we sometimes like or prefer the lie. We present as being ripe with fruit to impress others. We enjoy people's reactions and present how they want us to present. We cater to what our senses want and are willing to take holy things and make them secular without a second thought. If the Lord entered the temple of your heart today, would he find it a dwelling place for himself? Or will he find merchants hidden under all sorts of fancy exteriors? Who owns your heart? Who owns your mind? Let us clean our hearts with diligence rather than be confronted on our own personal day of the Lord. Let us be excited for his joy rather than our exposure. There is no fear when one lives in truth. Christ our Savior came and suffered, that through his passion he may save us. Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has had mercy on us according to his great mercy.